Next parasha
is Parashas B'Shalach.
Okay.
V'yihi B'Shalach Paro. So Paro sent et ha'am, the people. V'no nacham Elokim derech eret plishtim. Of Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want to take them derech eret plishtim, the way of plishtim. Ki karov hu, it's close by. Ki amar Elokim, God said, Pen yinachem ha'am, perhaps the people will change their mind, b'ra'otam milchama, when they'll see a war with Plishtim, v'shavu mitzrayma, and they'll go back to Egypt. They just finished asara makot. We just finished makas b'choros. Egypt was desolate. Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael went to the Midbar with no food. Just a little bit of matzah they had. Okay, they had cattle, they had things, but they went into a desolate land. What do you mean, Shavu Mitzrayma? They're going to see war with the Plishtim for Shavu Mitzrayma? Chazal are telling us here, Klal Yisrael were on a low dog. I mean, we can't understand. This is Dordea. This is Klal Yisrael. We can't understand. But Chazal are telling us, they were on a low dagger. They still were connected with Mitzrayim. Any problems? Let's go back to Mitzrayim. Any problems in Yeshiva? I'm going back to America. Right? They weren't niklat. They weren't absorbed yet to be Am Yisrael. There's still a need of separation. Remember I explained to you? First Moshe Rabbeinu said that go and serve Kodesh Baruch Hu, just the Gvarim. Then he said the Gvarim v'Nashim v'Taf, or Gvarim v'Nashim, right? Or the Tzon. And then he said Gvarim v'Nashim v'Taf, and then give us Tzon. Remember, it was levels. The plagues were levels of separating them from Shibud Mitzrayim. Shibud Mitzrayim, Shibud Paro. Here Paro sent them away. They didn't go out of Mitzrayim. Paro sent them away. They were still not separated from Paro and from Egypt. That's the first thing. Vayasev Elokim et ha'am derech midbar yamsuf. They went around the midbar towards the yamsuf. Chamushim alu bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. They went out. A fifth of the Jewish people came out. Like we said before, four fifths, like last week, were killed in Makat B'choshech. Makat Choshech. We said that. That was Gehinnom. That was through assimilation. The Jewish people were lost. Four fifths of the Jewish people. That means we're taking the Mufcha. The Mufcha came out of Egypt. V'yikach Moshe et Atzmot Yosef imo. He took the Atzmot Yosef. Ki hishbia et bnei Yisrael demor pakod yivkod elokim etchem v'alitim tzontayim izay etchem. He commanded Jewish people to take his Atzmot. Okay. So now we're going through all these things. Where they dwelt. And now there's a very important pasuk here. Yeah? It says here, okay, one sec. So now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, says, when they went out of Egypt, what happened? They had Amud Anan during the day, the pillar of cloud, they call it, don't you call it in English? And the pillar of fire at night. Lo yamish Amud Anan yomam v'amud esh laila b'fnei ha'am. Right?
Yeah.
So says with Isaac Chava, the Amud Anan, right, of the day, yeah, represents the midah of Chesed. Right? Anan is from Mayim. Mayim is Chesed. Amud Eish, and that's the midah of Avraham Avinu. Amud Eish is fire. Fire is Mechale, fire burns, destroys. That's the midah of Din. That's Keneged Yitzchak. And what was going lifnehem was what? The Aaron. That's the midah of Torah. That's the midah of Yaakov. Right? And the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael going in the midbar, right? Till Matan Torah. They were supposed to go to the midbar till Matan Torah. That's what we call the 49 days of Sirius HaOmer. They were first supposed to mitaken themselves, fix themselves, and reach them, for them to reach the level of Matan Torah, the 49th days, the 49th levels. And the 50th level, which is Matan Torah, was given to them as a matana, because they reach as much as a person can reach through his own avoda, through his own work. And then the Torah was given to them. That was the tachlis of the Midbar. There was the Chet HaEgel, and we went to the Midbar. We spent 40 years in the Midbar. Yeah? But the whole purpose of the Midbar was the removal of the Ra from Klal Yisrael and the removal of the Ra from the world. The Midbar, a Midbar represents a place of Shmama, desolation. Desolation is where there's Nechashim V'Akrovim. Like you said, Nechashim V'Akrovim represents the Yetzirah, two aspects of the Yetzirah, Kasani V'Tavani, right? The Amud Eish, the Amud Anan, right, represents Avraham, the Psolet of Avraham is Yishmael, the Psolet of Yitzchak is Esav, right? And Yaakov, which is the Midah and Tziyuta, the middle Midah, which is the combination of Chesed and Avat, represents the Torah. And the Kilui of the Ra, we know the Chazal tell us that the Anan, HaKavot, would be Mashve the Kauka, would be, you know, would make a Midbar into a place where you could go through it. It would destroy, it would protect the Jewish people from all the physical ailments around them, all the elements around them, not ailments, elements around them. It was a protection. Yeah, that's Sukkot. Can I get a Ne'ah covered? Right? Can I get Chesed? Can I get Avram? Right? It's actually, can I get, it's Yaakov, but as one said, Pesach is more Avram, Shavuos is Yitzhak, Sukkot is really Tiferes, but the concept that Ne'ah covered is concept of Chesed, the protection, like in a mother's womb. So that's what Klal Yisrael were effectively in. They were in this womb of the Aneh covered because they were still, so to speak, they were still Ktanim. They were still, they didn't have the whole godless. They became Gedolim. They got their higher persona at Har Sinai. Being in the mother's womb or being fed by the mother, right? They got a certain level of understanding, but they were still Ktanim. So now this is really the development of Klal Yisrael. That's what this the next, you know, the next this parasha is speaking about, and the parashas of the Midbar, we learn parashas of Midbar, which really shouldn't be there, right? Had we not been Chote, but it's the development and the goddess of Klal Yisrael and the Nisyonus of Klal Yisrael, right? And there's Membase Masa'ot, there's Membase journeys that we know. There's a shame Membase. What does shame mean? Shame means, name of God, what does it mean? It means, like the Ramban says, all of Chumash is Shemus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and names of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means it's revelations of God's will. So when we're a Shem Membase, which comes from the Masa'ot, which comes from the journeys of the Jewish people, it means, says the Baal Shem Tov, that every Jew, every individual Jew has to pass through these 42 journeys in his life. So this isn't just a story. This is the story of every Jewish person's life. He passes through these stages of development. And there's going to be these things in every Jew's life. He's going to have this. There's going to be going out of Mitzrayim. There's going to be going not Derech Eretz Plishtim, Ki Karovu. All these things are happening in your own lives. You just have to work out which part and where you're holding. But these are happening, says the Baal Shem Tov, in every Jew's life. There's, right, that Paro comes on the Jewish people to fight. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Amar Paro Lebnei Yisrael, Nevuchim Hem Ba'aretz. He sees them going a roundabout way. They're confused. Sagar Lehem Amidbar. He comes to Yam Suf. There's no place for them to go. V'chizakti et Lev Paro. Hashem says, I made strong the heart of Paro. V'radav Achareim. And they'll chase after them. V'chibda B'Paro B'chol Chelo. And I'll get my honor, so to speak, by destroying Paro. V'yidu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem v'yasuchen. Mitzrayim was still alive. V'yugad l'melech Mitzrayim ki barach ha'am. People ran away. Before we said, Paro sent them away. No, barach ha'am. He changed, there was a change of mind here. V'yafech levav Paro. Paro's heart changed. V'avadav el ha'am. V'yomru ma'azot asinu. What do we do? Ki shilach Shilachenu et Yisrael ma'avdeinu. We send the Jewish people from serving us. So they still saw the Jewish people as servants. There was still a kesher that they had. They weren't a complete free people. V'yesoet v'chvo v'et amo lakach imo. He took his people with him. V'chulei. V'ikach 600 rechev b'chu. Took 600. Right? Horse riders, whatever you want to call them. The kol rechev Mitzrayim. And all the rechev of Mitzrayim, shalishim al kulo, they all went after Klal Yisrael. V'yechazek Hashem et lev paro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made harden the heart of paro. This is done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Mitzrayim, v'yodov acharei bnei Yisrael. They chased bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael yatzu b'rad Rama. B'yad Rama. Right? Now it says, I'm skipping. Paro hikriv. It says Paro came close. He brought himself close. The Midrash says, Paro hikriv et libam shel Yisrael avim shebishamayim. They brought close the Jewish people to avim shebishamayim. Then what it says, Vayomru, now they see Egypt chasing them. V'yitzaku bnei Yisrael el Hashem. Right? They were frightened. V'yir'u me'od, they were very frightened. And they cried to Hashem. Vayomru el Moshe, hamibli ein kfarim b'mitzrayim. There's no graves in Mitzrayim. Lekatein lamut b'midbar. You're taking us to die in the midbar. Ma'azot asita lanu. Lotzienu Mitzrayim. Why you took us out of Mitzrayim? Paro came with the best army in the world. Tanks, planes, the whole works, right? Sheshmot Rechav, the top, right? The top people. Jews had no chance to fight them. They're going to destroy them completely. Hamibli, right? Hamibli ein kfarim b'Mitzrayim. There's no taking us to die in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael was still, hello, you had Eser Makot. They destroyed Mitzrayim. What are you worried about? They still didn't have their emunah in Kodesh Baruch Hu. They didn't believe that something could be saved. They were worried. They were scared. They still have this slave mentality. Halo zeh davar shedibanu elecha b'Mitzrayim. Lemo chadal mimenu v'na'avdo et Mitzrayim. Leave us alone. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. Be avadim. Ki tov lanu. It's better for us to oved et Mitzrayim, to be servants of Mitzrayim muteinu b'midbar. Now it says, Vayomer Moshe el ha'am, Al tirau. Don't be frightened. V'chulei. And then it says, Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem t'charishun. God will fight for you. Be quiet. You'll be quiet. Now, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ma titzak elai? Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why are you crying to me? Not time for davening when Klal Yisrael in Tzar. What if it's not a time for davening? Of course it's time for davening. What do you do when you're in Tzar? You daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What if it's not a time for davening? Daber b'nei Yisrael v'Yisau. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. In this particular time, it's not. Now it's a time for action. What do you mean action? The schus of us, and the schus of Klal Yisrael, and the emuna that they walk into the sea as the sea. And they walked into the sea, and they were up to their nostrils in the sea. It wasn't the sea parted like we, you know, you see in the films, right? They walked into the sea, and they had emuna and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That emuna gave Moshe the Benu, the koach, the schus, that he parted the sea. They needed to do something. They needed an action of emuna. They weren't on the level. That emuna is what saved them. You with me? People in life, they have difficulties, they have hardships, they have things. And they daven, they daven, they daven. Sometimes they have to take an action of emuna to change their situation. They have to do something with an emuna in a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a belief in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it will work out. They have to move forward. That's Kriyas Yam Suf. Kasha Kriyas Yam Suf. There's places, things which are called Kasha Kriyas Yam Suf. The Gemara, the Zohar. The Gemara says, Zivugo Shel Adam is Kasha Kriyas Yam Suf. What does it mean that Zivugo of a person is Kasha Kriyas Yam Suf? What's kasha about Kriyas Yam Suf? What was difficult about Kriyas Yam Suf, guys? What's so difficult? What's the difficulty? Klal Yisrael didn't deserve it. They weren't on the level. They had to make a step forward to be on the level. That their emunah, that to change their level, that to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu we can live on this level. And then it was Kriyas Yam Suf. Says Kasha, Parnasa Shel Adam. The Parnasa of a person could Kriyas Yam Suf. Parnasa is the same thing. Most people think, you know, I'm in business, I'll do X, I'll do Y, I'll do Z, right? Or Z, depends which language you speak, right? And it'll work out. So what's kasha about Parnasa? You see two people doing the same thing. They both spend the same amount of time, spend the same hours in work. They do the same things. This one becomes wealthy, this one doesn't. What's the difference? Emuna. Ta'amin that it's not you who's doing it. You're doing your ishtadlis. You're doing the processes, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's ultimately giving it to you. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you things if you do it be'isa? If you do it incorrectly? If you do business wrongly? Then it's you who's doing it. Then you don't have emunah. If you do it al pi halacha, means you have emunah. If you swindle or cheat or thing, don't have emunah. You think you're doing it. You might make money, but you're going to lose it. Same thing with a girl. I'll speak to this shadchan, I'll do that, I'll do all these pu'ulot. What do you have to believe? It's Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, it's explained. What's the kashi of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? A tzaddik gets a tzaddiket. It depends on your maisim. Kasha zivugo shel adam kriyas yamsuf, because it depends on his actions. How much is he a tzaddik that he deserves a tzaddiket? That's the kashi. So, what makes easier a zivug for a person? His actions. It's a time to be more rare in tshuva. It's a time to do proper actions. That's what makes it easier for Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a time of emunah. It's a time of changing where you are. And that's the splitting of the Red Sea. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, Va'ata, and you, harem et matecha, lift up your mateh, v'nateh et yedecha al hayam, u'bakehu, and split it. V'yavo b'nei Yisrael v'toch hayam, it says they went into the sea, b'yavasha, and then it came to Yavasha. They went into the sea, b'yavasha. What do you mean into the sea, b'yavasha? First it was a sea, and then it became a Yavasha. First it went up to their nose, and then it became a Yavasha.
Oh, that's how they drushed it.
Yeah. Paro comes after them, skipping. Now there's three psukim here, which are very important psukim. It says, Vayisa malach Elokim, the malach of Hashem, ha-holech lifnei machane Yisrael, that goes in front of machane Yisrael, Vayerech machareim, and it went after them, it went after them, Vayisa amud anan mipneihem, and it went the amud anan from in front of them, v'yamod achareim, went behind them to protect them. So all the, you know, all the firing of arrows, whatever was taken into the Anan. So that's the first pasuk. It has 72 letters. Again, 72 letter name of Hashem. These are three psukim. Ve'yavo, that's the second pasuk. Bein machane Mitzrayim, between the machane Mitzrayim, bein machane Yisrael. Ve'yi ha'anan, was the Anan. Ve'hachoshech, ve'ya'er et ha'layla. Right? And it gave light to the night, to the Jewish people. V'lo karav zeh el zeh kol ha'layla. Mitzrayim didn't come close to the Jewish people the whole night.
Was it dark for Mitzrayim?
Vayet Moshe et yado. He placed his hands. This is the third pasuk, Vayet. It also has 72 letters. Al hayam, on the sea. V'yolech Hashem al et hayam. V'ruach kadim. He pushed wind on the Aza, strong wind, kol halayla, all the night, v'yasem et hayam l'chareva, made the sea into a dry land, v'yivka'u hamayim, The waters were split. So these three psukim are three. It's like a combination of three psukim, which is connected Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, which are three Shem Av. The Shem Av is made from these psukim. How is it made? So it's taking the first letter, second letter, third letter, or you take it Achora, you take it backwards. Backwards is always Din. And first and back and the middle one, not unchanged, that's going to be Emtzaita, that's going to be the middle way, that's going to be Tiferes. So you have these three letters. And this comes, says Chazal, these three Pusukim are Pusukim of God's protection of the Jewish people. These Shemas are Shemas of protection. You with me? This right, Isaac Chava brings down. So Mitzrayim represent, right? What does Paro represent? Bat Paro was who? Was Hagar. From Hagar came Yishmael. So Paro himself represents the klipa of Yishmael, represents the ra of Yishmael. Now remember, when we're learning here, we're not learning only about Mitzrayim. This is Torah. I mean, these are concepts that apply to us today, all the time. Paro represents the klipa of Mitzrayim. Shesh Ma'od Rechiv Paro, he explains, represents what? The Samal, the Esav. The Samach Mem, that's Esav. That came with Mitzrayim. So what we have here now is, what Kriyas Yam Suf represents, which is going to happen soon, is destruction of the Ra. A complete destruction, not yet complete, it's still left, but a complete destruction of the Ra, of the Samach Mem, of Yishmael and Esav. That's what it represents, the Kriyas Yam Suf. Now, so he explains, why is this Av? We have 72. What is 72 against? So the 72 is against each nation of the world, the 70 nations of the world. Each nation of the world has its own Sar, has its own, like, messenger, Malach, angel, that protects it. Against that 70 is the 70 of Klal Yisrael, the 70 souls of Klal Yisrael, right? And also, on top of those 70 nations, you have Yishmael and Esav. So that's the 72. And against the 72, you have these 72 names of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is 72 names, 72 Shem Av, which is 72, right? These are names of protection from, because that's what the Pesukim is speaking about. You understand what I'm saying? There's three protections. The names can be done in order, 1, 2, 3, the Pesukim, or backwards, which is Din, forward is Chesed, backwards is Din, or 1, 3, 2, right? Which is Tiferes, middle way, right? They represent the three protections that Klal Yisrael happened in the Midbar. The protection of the Amud Anan. Anan is water, is Mayim. That's Chesed. Amud Eish, right? Which is Din. That's the other protection. And the third protection, which is the Aron, which is the Torah, which is Yaakov. So these Shemot represent protection of the Jewish people. That's what these Shemot represent. So we get it from these Pesukim, right? And it's 72 because it's connected the 70 nations and Yishmael and Esav, right? Which is the two, that's the 72. Okay. And our protection is the 70 nations which came from Yaakov, Shivim Nefesh, that went to Mitzrayim, Bnei Yaakov, that's connected Yaakov, and Avram and Yitzchak, which is the two. Avram's connected Yishmael, Yitzchak is connected Esav, right? And the 70 nations are connected to the 70 nefashot that went into Mitzrayim, which is connected to Yaakov. And that's what it says, Shivim Panim LaTorah, the 70 ways of understanding the Torah. It's connected to the Shivim Nefesh. And that's what the Ari, when he says, that the Torah, when the Bluchot were broken, and the Nitzotzei HaKedusha, the letters went into the nations of the world, the 70 nations represent the 70 Pirushim of the Torah that we have to bring back from the nations of the world. Okay? And Esav and Yishmael, right? represent, like we said, remember when we went out to Egypt, we had two mitzvahs, Pesach, which is connected to Avodah Zarah, and Mila, which is against Taivas of the world. That's what needed to be changed in Klal Yisrael, right? Against that, what do you have? You have Esav, which is connected to Avodah Zarah, Gaiva. That's Esav, the world of Esav, that's Eish. Eish is Gaiva, Kas, Gaiva. And, which is Lo Tirtzach, first when he's angry, kills. Velo Tinaf, which is physical immorality, right? That's connected to Yishmael. So, those are the two taivas, that's Eish Umayim. Eish is connected to Tavani, the Kasani. Mayim is connected to Tavani, the desires. That was the starting. Pesach and Mila was the starting of the clearing up of Klal Yisrael. But all that's happening to us, we still have power chasing us. We still, Klal Yisrael, still are somewhat Hamibli Kvarim v'Mitzrayim. There's no, you know, there's no graves in Mitzrayim. It's better to us to go back to Mitzrayim than to be, you know, killed in the Midbar. Klal Yisrael is still somewhat connected with Mitzrayim. You're going to see throughout the process here, it's a separation of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. That separation is the separation from the Yetzirah. Power represents the Yetzirah. So now we see what happens. V'yom Hashem Moshe, natet yadech al hayam, put your mate on the seas. V'yashuvu amayim al Mitzrayim, v'al richvo v'al parashav. Now, the wine went over all of Mitzrayim, on all the rechiv paro. There's destruction of Paro and Rechiv Paro, which is Yishmael and Esav. It was a nullification of that Ra. Now, yeah, you see what happens. Vayah Yisrael et hayad hagdola asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. V'yiru ha'am et Hashem. They had fear of Hashem. V'yaminu ba'Hashem Moshe avdo. There was Yira and Emuna. There was Yira is Chochma, Emuna is Bina. Right? There was a beginning of that. We only get that level when we get to Matan Torah, but there's a beginning at Kriyas Yam Suf. And it says, Chazal tell us that they saw what Shifcha Al Hayam saw at Kriyas Yam Suf is what Yecheskel Ben Buzi saw, the Merkava. There was a Merkava. That's only going to be happening only when Matan Torah. Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael see the Merkava, but they were on the level to see it. Here, Shifcha al Hayam saw it. That means a slave saw the Merkava. She wasn't fitting to see. Klal Yisrael wasn't fitting to see it. It was a matana. It was a complete matana. We weren't yet on the level. You understand? It was a child that was born on the level of a gadol. He wasn't there yet. But there was a realization. There was V'yiru ha'am. V'yaminu v'ashem. You understand? They got a certain level, certain higher level of persona. That's what happened. Now it says, what happens? There's a destruction of the Ra. Correct? Destruction of the Ra. What do you see? As Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael et Ashira Zot l'ashem. Then, Klal Yisrael will make the Shira. What do you mean? Now they're making the Shira. So Rashi gives two Pirushim. As then it went into their hearts, and Mimela came the Shira, and automatic came the Shira. It was two levels. That's why it says as Yashir. First it enters your heart, the Simcha, and then automatically you do Shira. Rashi says something else though also. As Yashir is a rem is what? L'tchiyas ha-mesim. Then when will we say Shira? When will we say real Shira? Tchiyas ha-mesim will say real Shira. Why then will say real Shira? What's this to do with then? Why is this a remez of Tchiyas ha-mesim? Why is Kriyas Yam Suf a remez of Tchiyas ha-mesim? What Tchiyas ha-mesim? When there's a complete bittle of all the Ra. There wasn't a bittle of all the Ra here. This was just a stage. When will be the complete bittle of all the Ra? When will be the time of real Shira? Shira, when do you sing? What's singing mean? When the Shir comes from the Loshen, Yashar, Yisrael. When we Yashar Kel, we're straight with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no Ra. Then the Shir. You see sometimes, you're in a good mood, What means you're good mood? There's good moods when with people, physically good, right? You know, the boom, boom, boom type of mood, right? That some people sing, but they sing like bass songs, right? There's shira, which is real shira, which is connecting. Like a Navi, right? How would he connect? David HaMelech, how would he connect? Become, Malchus, connect through shira. The shira, the Rambam says, the simcha person comes through shira. The shira of the Nevi'im, like you were told, the eighth note, which represents Bina, the connection to the higher worlds, right? We don't have that. Botel Hashir. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that Shir that connects to the higher worlds, right? But real Shir is when a person's Yashar with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Yisrael is. Yashar Kel. That comes real Shir. That's the Shir that brings us to Nevuah. That's the Shir that brings us to Ruach HaKodesh. You understand what I'm saying? Why? The real shir is when there's the bittul of the ra, when it's complete bittul of the ra. And what do we say at the end of the tefillah? We say aleinu. Bayomahu Hashem echad u'shmo echad. The whole nations of the world see the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand what I'm saying? Chazal tell us on Pesach, we can say, we have to understand, we can't say Hallel, Leil Pesach. On Shvi'ish of Pesach, we can't say. What's Ashira? Ashira is Az Yashir. Why can't we say Shira? Ma'aseh yadai tovim v'yam. My works of my hand are drowning, are being killed. And you can say Shira, you can be Mahalo, you can say Hallel. That's not a Hallel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to destroy his world. He wants his world to recognize him. When is the real Shira going to come? When the world is Tachat Kanfei Ashchina. When we bring the world to see the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. That's Aleinu L'Shabeach. Then it's upon us to be M'Shabeach. That is the destruction of the Ra. And the world comes to see the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? Now, let's explain a few things about Tefillah. When do we say Az Yashir? We do Abirkus HaShachar. Then we do Psuke de Zimra. So anyone who's Sfardi understands that Birkus HaShachar and the Korbanos, etc., till Baruch Shama, you're the Olam, what's called Asiya. Asiya is Rubo Ra. It's mainly Ra. The world of action, our world, is Kulo Ra. It's mainly Ra. Right? We see the Ra. We don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kimat. We have to. He's hidden. Ra is not hidden. Ra is very, it's in front of us. Yeah? You understand what I'm saying? The world doesn't seem to go into its tachliso. It seems to go into the opposite. If you look at the world. The people who are bringing the world to their tachlis are hidden people. We're hidden people in the world. We shouldn't be. We should be a light that goes out into the world. And bizarre stuff that will happen. Then you go in Baruch Shama to what's called the world of Yitzira. It's Chetzira v'Chetzitov. It's like Tov Ra Mura, but it's already there's more Tov. When we finish the end of Psuki de Zimra, what's the final things we're saying? We're saying Az Yashir. Kesh, and then Yishtabach, which is a destruction of the Ra. Because we're going now to the world of Bria. The world of Bria is Rubo Tov or Miksas Ra. It's the world of Malachim. We say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We're a Malach at that time. That's what we should be. We're on the stage of a Malach. Then, toward the end, right, what are we saying? Towards the end, before Tehillot, right, what are we saying? We're again mentioning Yetzirat Mitzrayim. We're again mentioning Makas Bechoros, destruct Kriyas Yamsuf. We're again mentioning, that's Gal Yisrael. Because now it's the destruction of the Ra, complete destruction. And then we're going to the world of Shemona Esrei, the world of Atzilus, which is Kulo Tov. Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. There's only Kodesh Baruch Hu. No Ra. You understand what I'm saying? And that, Kivyochol, the world of Atzilus, is the world of Tchias HaMeisim. That's the world to come. That's the Az Yashir. That's the time that would be fitting for us today, saying this year. But basically, those who are more Ra, their destruction was slower and more painful. Why? Why had to be slower and more painful? Yeah, but neither can I get neither. Ra, The smaller can be taken care of quickly. The bigger is what's taken care of at the end. It takes longer. And it's, you understand? The big ra is taken out at the end. We're at the stage of the big ra. Erev Shabbos is the big ra. Vayatzitzu, they grow. Kol polei avin, lishamdam adead. We're coming close. See, after Kriyas Yamsuf, yeah? Vayesu meilim vayavol kol adat ben Yisrael midbasin. Yeah? Vayalon, I'm skipping. Vayalonu kol adat ben Yisrael, they complained al Moshe v'al Aaron b'midbar. Vayomru aleim b'nei Yisrael, mi yitein mutenu b'yad Hashem. We want to die in the hands of Hashem, be'eretz Mitzrayim. B'shifteinu asir habasa. They sat on the sir habasa. They had cholent every day. What happened to you? B'ochleinu lechem l'sov. We had bread. Satisfaction. Ki hotzeitem otanu el amidba hazeh. Lehamit et kol hakal hazeh b'ra'av. They were starving. The matzah finished. V'yom ha'ashem ha'moshe. Hineini mamtir lechem lechem min ha'shamayim. They were going to be given now lechem min ha'shamayim. Bread from heavens, heavenly bread. V'yatsa am liktu dava yom b'yomo. Each day, leman anaseinu. God was testing them. Hayelech b'torati imlo. If you go with my Torah or not. Right? And the sixth day, v'haya b'yom ha'shishi v'chinu t'ashe yaviu. Right? They have to prepare what they're going to bring onto the Sabbath day. Sabbath day is what they're going to bring. V'haya mishneh. They get a double portion what they get every day. Because on Shabbos is not going to be them. And people kept it for 2 days. It was Nadav, what's it called? Uboke, in the morning, you heard Al Hashem, your tlunas was on Hashem. Who are we? We're nothing. From here, Chazal learned that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were Anav. You're not complaining about us. We're just messengers of Hashem. That's what it means to be an Anav. I'm a messenger of Hashem. Who am I? I'm just a representative. So you're not complaining to me, you're complaining on Hashem. Of man. And it was given double portion on Erev Shabbos. And Rashi says the time of the man on Erev Shabbos was different from the weekday man. What was he talking about? It was a bread min hashamayim. It was not a physical eating. It was a spiritual eating. The time was different on Shabbos because Shabbos is a different day. Shabbos requires a hechinu, a mishneh, lechem mishneh, a double portion. Right? The time of Shabbos, of the man, was a different time because the spirituality in Shabbos was a different spirituality. Yeah. The taste of Shabbos was a taste, different taste, it was a spiritual taste. This was not a physical bread. Lo al alechem levado yichye adam, kol motze piv Hashem yichye adam. The rotzen of Hashem, they were eating the rotzen of Hashem that was imbued in their food. Says the Ben Ishchai, when you make a bracha, the bracha's mevarer clarifies the spirituality in the food and prepares it for your eating. When you're eating, you're not eating just food. There's spiritual sustenance in your food. Big rabbis, like the Groh, right? And even in our generation, the big rabbis, they suspend an hour on brachas and 5 minutes on eating. And the brachas with the eating sustain them. Not the eating with the brachas. For us, it's the eating with the brachas that sustain us. Depends what brachas you make. The Groh used to sever kazayas of bread with olive oil and swallow it. I don't know if you had to make a bracha for that. Okay, that's what they say. The more spiritual your eating is, the less you need to eat. Doesn't mean we shouldn't eat. We should eat, we should be satiated, we should be, well, according to Rambam, no, not completely. Okay, that's also healthy today. That's what it says, healthy as well. Right? I'm sure what's also good for you spiritually is also healthy for you. You understand? The man was collected daily. What does it mean that the man was collected daily? Is the kept it over for another day? It means they didn't have a moon in Hashem. What's it teaching to you? You made a deal. You did something. You made a business act. Now you got a lot of money in. I've got plenty of money for the rest of the year. Forget about going bawful. You build big houses. You have money in your bank account. You have a few millionaire. If you have a billion, forget it. You don't know what to do with your money, right? I mean, I know what you should do with your money. You should help Torah in Eretz Israel. You should help Torah in America. Whatever it is. You should help all these cure things. You should be spending your money properly. That's what you do. You have money. What do you give you money for? For you to hoard it? What are you going to do when you die? What money you take with you? Your money of tzedakah. Doesn't mean you have to get rid of your money or not, but you have to know. Go to a rabbi, ask how much you're giving to tzedakah. If you're a big billionaire, there's rules, there's halachas. Well, you don't think rabbis know these halachas? Don't go to a rabbi, don't ask a rabbi who he's asking you to give to. Okay, I understand that. Go to a rabbi who's not taking money from you and ask him how much you should be giving. You understand? How do we look at our parnasa? Comes daily. Who gives it to you daily? It's lechem min hashamayim. Kadosh Baruch gives it to you daily. Don't do wrong hishtadlus. Don't keep the man over for an extra day. Kadosh Baruch said, don't do that. Realize your parnasa comes yom, yom. For us, what does that mean? Don't do improper business. Hashem said, don't cheat, don't steal, be a mensch. Not doing those things, like keeping the man for the second day. Vayivash. It becomes bad. Your name becomes bad. The Jewish people become bad because you made a kill of Hashem. Don't do that. Be an honest businessman. That means keeps the halachas of the man. And that shows you have emunah. You're not going to work on Shabbos. There's going to be lechem mishneh. Your bracha comes from keeping Shabbos. You know the story, the Chofetz Chaim gave a marshal to this. People think they're going to work on Shabbos. They get more money. If you work on Shabbos, you get more money. You get. So he gave a marshal. They're fixed from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So you get a certain amount, it's a barrel you have of wine, he says. Give you a chalitza, give me a marshal. So some people have wine bearers and they take wine from the barrel. And every day they take their wine from the barrel. Some people think they have to work on Shabbos. So what they put? They make another bearers, they make another tap in the barrel. They think they're getting more money. The same barrel. They're just using it quicker. That's the marshal the Chofetz Chaim gives. And it's the same thing with cheating and stealing a business. Or overdoing your ishtadlis. If a person's in business, he's so busy in business, he has no time for his davening. He has no time for his learning. He has no time for his kids and his wife. He has no time. That's keeping over the man. That's not proper. You have to realize, do a proper ishtadlus. Everyone on this level of emuna. Everyone got man according to his level of emuna. If you needed chocolate chip taste man, he got it. If you need just simple man, he got it. Whatever he needed, he got exactly. The time of the man was the time of the person. Whatever he needed. Whatever he needed, got, he got. The man gave him proper ishtadlus. Proper outlook to your business. You're not here to make money. You're here to be a tzaddik. Part of being a tzaddik is looking after your wife and kids. That's only part. It's not about making money. For the sake of making money. A lot of people have this thing that they want to make money because they want cover, they want power. That's wrong. That's wrong. Vayesu kol adat b'Yisrael midbasin lemaseim al pi Hashem v'yachnu berifidim Ve'en ma'em lishtot ha'am. Why refidim? Says Chazal, refidim, rafu yedehem min ha'terah. They were weak in terah. When you're weak in terah, ein ma'em. Ma'em is physical ma'em. Terah is spiritual ma'em. Ein ma'em ala terah. Right? So, and we're going to see. Vayarev ha'ami Moshe. They fought now with Moshe. Tenu lanu ma'im. Give us ma'im to v'nishte. V'yomele Moshe. Ma tarivun imadi. Ma tenasun et Hashem. Why testing Hashem? Yeah? Now, ma'im is a... That's a reasonable request. You know, you can't live with ma'im. You can't live with bread. It seems like a reasonable request. How you request it, though? It says... Again, complaining on Moshe. You took us out of Egypt. Me and my children, and my flock, in this thirst. Soon they're going to be killing me. They're going to stone me. Right? This sounds terrible. But hello. It seems reasonable. Not having bread, not having food, not having water. It seems a reasonable request. How you request it, though? It shows what they are and what they're asking for me, for my son, for my mikne. They're asking in the right order, right? They're asking in the right order. They're still mentioning that you are Mitzrayim, right? Going back to Mitzrayim, a person has to realize man's sustenance comes from his connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu. His connection with Kodesh Baruch Hu is his Torah. When you're rafui in Rifidim, when you rafui yedeim in a Torah, all the tzaras begin. All the problems begin. When you're not connected with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all the tzaras, because the tzaras are there to reconnect you. The bad things that happen to a person in his life are there to reconnect him. If he connects through Torah, the tzar that he has in learning Torah, the tircha, the bother that he has in learning Torah, says the Maharshal, those are his issurim. Those are the bad things that he has. He learns Torah, he's falling asleep, he's picking his head up and he's learning. Those are the tzaras. The difficulty learning a pshat and tosfos, those are his tzaras. Halavai, those would be our tzaras. Vayome Hashem Moshe, over lefnei ha'am, pass in front of the people. Kach itcha, mizikni Yisrael, take the elders of the Jewish people. Umatecha, and your rod, asher hikita bo et ha'yo'or, which you hit the Nile with, or the Nile was hit with. Kach biyadech v'alachta. Take with you and go. Why, he said, the mateh that you hit the Nile with? Because done for puranut. It was done for destruction. The Jewish people didn't see it being done for good. Because Baruch Hu said the same mateh, which is a destruction, is going to be the mateh for saving. Hineini omed lifanecha, sham alatzu v'chorev, v'kita b'tzu, hit the rock, V'yatzu mimenu ma'im v'shateh ha'am, and the people will drink. V'yas ken Moshe le'nei zikne Yisrael, in front of the elders of the nation. V'ikra sham hamokom masa umeriva ariv bnei Yisrael v'al nasotam el Hashem le'mo ayesh Hashem b'kibeinu imayiz. Hashem with us or not? By asking that question, is Hashem with us or not? V'yavo amalei. Whenever a person doubts if a Kodesh Baruch was with him, and the marshal was given, the father carrying his son and saving him from all the bandits, etc., saving him from all on the journeys, and the son asks, "Where's my father?" He's sitting on his shoulders. V'yavo Amalech, comes the wolf, the dog. Mm-hmm. When you have a doubt, that's what Amalek is. Amalek is Am shemolek. Melika is when you cut the head of a chicken in a korban. You cut the head of a chicken. It's separation.
That's malek.
Malek, yeah. That's melika. The am, the people that are molek, that separate our heads from us, our bodies. It separates our higher selves from ourselves. That's what doubt causes. Is God with me? That's a malek. That's a malek. Then that's our begin. But it starts with Vayisu kol ha'am bnei Yisrael mimibasin v'yachanu berefidim. When they're rafu yadeim in atara, all a person's doubt starts when he's rafu yadeim in atara. When he weakens his connection with the Torah. So Rav Yitzchak explains, a malek, right, was born from Esav, Timna and Eliphaz, right? That what's Esav has? Hayadayim yaday Esav. He has two hands. Yeah, the yadayim of Esav, the sword of Esav, the cherev of Esav. Right? And through this, he's mevatel klal Yisrael chas v'shalom from Torah. That's Esav. Esav wants to mevatel us from Torah. Esav is connected Yaakov. He wants us to be involved in the physical world, mevatel us from Torah. Right? When we're nullified from Torah, is removed achius from us, and the neshama is removed from us. And when the neshama is removed, what do we have? We only have our physicality, our expression, our physical expression, which is our yadayim, our hands, two hands, right?
Yeah.
And that gives our malek, who represents these two hands, his koach. We lost our higher persona. We only have a physical expression, which is a physical expression of our hand. So these are the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu that he lifts up with Emunah. The lifting up, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, represents Kol Nishmas Yisrael. All the souls of Yisrael are imbued in the Gadol Hador, in Moshe Rabbeinu. He represents, he's connected Kol Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were heavy because they were removed from this higher level, the neshama of Klal Yisrael. They were heavy. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to raise his hands, Vayigba Yisrael, then the Jewish people would destroy Amalek, because it represents that his hands were connected to his higher persona, his neshama, his soul. That was the raising of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands, l'shamayim, to the heavens. It represented connecting or reconnecting the Jewish people with their higher persona. That's the whole thing about Moshe Rabbeinu raising his hands. Vayas Yoshua kasher amar lo Moshe. He sent Yoshua to fight Amalek. Lilachem ba Amalek. Umoshe va'am b'chu alu rosh ha'giva. They stood at the head of the giva, of the mount. Yeah? Vayas kasher yarim Moshe yado. Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands to Shemayim, right? V'gavah Yisrael, because now he's reconnecting. Moshe Rabbeinu was reconnecting the Jewish people with their higher persona, with their neshama. The kasher yaniach yado, when his hands were down, they were disconnected, that's Amalek. Gava Amalek, right? Amalek, that's the whole concept of Amalek. That's what the Pasuk is teaching you. When you're connected with Hashem, no Amalek. When you're connected to Torah, no Amalek. When you're not, all the sveikas come in. All the doubts come in. Is Hashem with me? Is Hashem not with me? That's Amalek. So the fight here was a real fight. The Yedei Moshe Kvedim. They were heavy. He couldn't reconnect the Jewish people. V'kuevin v'yasimu tachtav. They put it underneath him. V'yeshev aleha Aaron v'chu v'tamchu b'yadav. Mizeh echad u'mizeh echad. Aaron and Chu, they held his hands. This from the right side, this from the left side, right? V'yi yadav emunah. His hands were emunah. Emunah is neshama ad bo hashemesh. In other words, they were forcing his hands up because the chisaron with the Jewish people was their emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their connection with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You understand? V'yichalesh Yoshua et Amalek v'et amo lefi chav. Now Yoshua, now he has the hands which are connected to Shemayim, now is a cherev that didn't destroy Amalek. The cherev which is connected to Shemayim through the emuna, through the tefillah, like Rashi says of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayom Hashem Moshe, k'tov zot zikaron b'sefer, sim b'oznei Yeshua. Write this in a sefer and put in the ears of Yeshua, because when Yeshua comes to Eretz Yisrael, he's going to fight the seven nations, And Amalek, who's the king on top of the seven nations, right? Mm. That's going to be the Yeshua's fight. That's what we see with Mordechai and Esther. Yeshua is from Binyamin. Mordechai is from Binyamin. Mordechai is the one who fights Amalek. Come on. Ki macho emched zeich Amalek. You have to completely remove the remembrance of Amalek. Mitachat ha-shamayim. Vayiven Moshe Mizbech Vikra Shmo Hashem Nisi. This is the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested us. Right? Vayome ki yad. Now this is an important pasuk. Yad. Al-keska. Yad, which is this yad? This is the yad that's lacking on the kiseh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of these, right? It should be kiseh with an aleph. Ka, it should be Shem Avai, Yud Kei Vav Kei. When there's a fight with Amalek, the kiseh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't complete.
The throne.
And the Shem Hashem, the Vavke, isn't complete. Milchama Hashem ba'amalek medodo. There has to be a fight with Amalek, generation after generation, till we remove all the ra from the world. Then that's what this parasha is speaking about. This parasha is speaking about, with Kriyas Yamsuf and the fight with Amalek, the destruction of the ra, which is still our job. And Vatid Lavo, Mashiach will destroy Amalek and destroy all the Ra in the world, and then all the nations of the world will come to see that Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad, his name is one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and his name is one. And that's the goddess of an individual. The goddess of an individual is going through all these stages, and basically it's the removal of the Ra from himself, and the Amalek, which is his Yetzara, within him.